we are here on this planet Earth. But we don't know what is the purpose of life. Why I was born? Why I die? What is the purpose of life? The purpose of life, to know the purpose of life, is the first question of every person. It's the first question. But if you want to find the answer of this question, so first of all, you have to know the creation of plan of God. Because the whole universe was created by God, not by ourselves. Myself also was created by God. So I am part of creation, not of my free will. I am not part of my freedom. I am part of creation. First of all, you have to discover what is the creation plan of the Creator. Creation plan of the Creator. Then you can understand the purpose of your life. Then you can understand the meaning of this universe. Then you can understand what is right, what is wrong. What is success, what is failure. What is the meaning of pre-death period? What is the meaning of a post-death period? So all the questions related to my life can be understood in terms of creation plan. There is no other term of reference. All that term of reference are invalid, irrational. Philosopher wanted to give an answer, but by their own mind. Who are you to give the answer of this question? You yourself was born by someone else. You never created you, but you were created by God. So this is the first question. To discover the creation plan of God. After this discovery, everything falls into place. After the discovery of creation plan, everything falls into place. So in the whole universe, the most unique phenomenon is only one. In the whole universe, and that is to play the role of witness of God. No galaxy can play the role of witness, divine witness. No galaxy, no solar system, no mountain, no ocean. It is only man who can play this role. It is divine requirement. It is God mighty concern that someone may play the role of witness of God. Here witness means to make people aware of the creation plan of God. To make people aware of the creation plan of God. It is God's greatest concern. But the problem is that God himself cannot come in this world to make people aware. Also, it is not possible that some angel may appear and he will tell this fact. The only possibility is that someone from human, only man can play this role. Only man. Man has all those capacity. Man has all those competence. No creature throughout the world can play this role. So it is very, very great that someone may fulfill the wish of God. There is a verse in the Quran, Allamahul Bayan. It is a Quranic verse. Allamahul Bayani. God gave man the power of speech. For what? What is the purpose of this power of speech? That is to bear witness of God. That is to make full appeal of the creation plan of God. This is the only purpose of speech. Right purpose. What a great job